Bob Nielsen, Extension Specialist at Purdue.
And start off with the Indiana CCA Conference. Tell me a little bit about your session and what you hope people took away.
Well, my session was, I'd almost categorize it as a fun and games kind of session, only in the sense that what I did was put together essentially a slideshow with photos of all sorts of different kinds of problems and set it up like a Jeopardy game. And so we would go through each one and talk about, okay, how do we describe the symptoms, what are the causes, and any other details about the problem. So it was, you know, pretty heavily on the diagnostic side of things, but a lot of the things that I showed were probably problems that a lot of people in here do not run into every day. And so, you know, over the course of 30-some years doing my job, I've seen a lot of things and have captured quite a few of them on photos. And so it makes for an interesting session. It's not a terribly, you know, highbrow scientific kind of thing, and it's really more of a informal, let's look at pretty pictures, but also talk about diagnostics kind of session. So I've done this in a couple other kind of conferences, and it tends to go over well, and frankly, it's fun for me to do. I enjoy doing it. So, and it was a pretty full room. I was pleased.
And before talking about next year, let's talk about this past season. How did it turn out?
Well, generally, statewide, very good. You know, USDA, most recent estimate for yield statewide is an all-time record at, I believe, 194 bushels statewide. And it was pretty high from the get-go from USDA, you know, beginning in August. And I remember back then thinking, well, I might be able to dream that kind of a high yield. I wasn't sure that I really agreed with it at the time. But once we started getting harvest numbers in, and including a number of our field scale trials around the state where we had at least half a dozen trials with yields like we have never seen before in our lives. I mean, we're talking 20, 30, 40 bushel more than we'd ever taken off some of these fields. So, you know, as we got into harvest, it became clear the yields were there. I'm still not sure I can fully explain why we had such high yields, and I sort of feel more stupid every year as an agronomist because I just feel like I understand less and less about how these crops perform. But I think one of the things this year, well, we can look back and we can say with a fair degree of, I think, of accuracy that it was a relatively stress-free year. We didn't have many super hot days. We didn't have large areas experiencing drought conditions. We didn't have large areas experiencing too much rain. And we got pretty good planting in terms of timing. We had a very warm May and June, so the crop developed very quickly on a calendar basis. So we were pollinating almost 2 weeks ahead of normal in beginning in late June, early July, which is favorable because that helps us tend to avoid some of the later summer heat and dryness. And then that fast development continued all the way to maturity, and so we were maturing the crop by beginning in late August, and by mid-September, I believe we had more than half the crop mature. Well, that's easily 2 weeks ahead of normal. Well, when you mature early, that means it dries down sooner on the calendar basis, and so we got off to a roaring start on harvest and got about 80% of the crop in with essentially great conditions. And then finally, as we got out to I think it was late October, early November, we got into those couple weeks of rain, and that sort of screeched us to a halt. And so the last 20% was a challenge to get out, and of course there's still some corn and soybean fields out in the fields. But all in all, it was a reasonably stress-free summer, not exactly what I would characterize as being a high-yield kind of summer, but it was fairly moderate, and I guess all that worked together, along with today's genetics, to really express the yield potential that we have out there. So it was, for a lot of guys, it was a lot of fun harvesting these fields and being, you know, because of market prices, we certainly needed some of these high yields to try to balance that. But I think a lot of guys were pretty pleased.
And as you mentioned, we're at a good point in the year to look ahead and plan for next growing season. So tell me some of the things that you think growers should be doing right now or tips you have.
Well, as we were saying a little while ago, this is certainly the time of year to be getting your ducks in a row with your agronomic decisions. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, the hybrid choices have probably already been made. But nevertheless, if they're still doing that, it certainly behooves you to spend some time looking at performance data from variety trials and looking for that good, not just good genetic yield potential, but some sense of whether a hybrid can tolerate a wide range of stresses, because we know every year brings some kind of stress. We never know what kind, and so we really need hybrids that tolerate a wide range of things. But also, you know, fertility plans, weed management plans. I mean, all this is the time of year to be going back over last year's records, and hopefully taking a lot of notes during the season, reviewing those, looking at the yield maps from harvest, from your yield monitor, and using those as a roadmap to identify those areas in the field that really need your attention, either with more intensive soil sampling or maybe next season with more intensive field scouting. But, you know, use those yield maps as a roadmap and really help you identify these areas that need attention. If you have your own drone, if you hired someone to fly your fields and take photos, well, then spend some time looking at those. For the same reason, they can be really good roadmaps to point out areas of the field that need attention. And in some cases, those aerial images sometimes point out the mechanical things that went wrong, like a knife on the applicator that wasn't putting out nitrogen and this and that. So again, it's this, I sort of hesitate to use the term, this is a reflective time of year. That seems rather, you know, almost nostalgic. But it is that time of year to really think back over what went well last year, what didn't go well, and then, you know, make the smart agronomic plans for this coming year, not knowing, you know, what's going to come.
Definitely. And then that's exactly what I wanted to ask about. Anything else you want to make sure to mention?
Well, I guess all I'd say is come the time we do get back to the fields, I mean, clearly just attention to detail. Make sure that machinery is ready to go. Make sure that when you're in the field with various operations, just, you know, make sure you're not going to do something on your own that's a mistake, because we as operators and farmers, we need to do everything as perfect as we can, because Mother Nature alone is going to create a lot of headaches. So we don't need to contribute to that with mistakes or poor thinking on our part. So, you know, again, just a matter of attention to detail and realizing that, you know, things like planting, and in particular, you know, once that field's planted, you're sort of stuck with it unless you decide to replant. So let's just make sure we're doing everything correctly from an agronomic perspective.